أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة، وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار، وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء، وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. This ayat that we have been reading for a few days, one question arises here in the minds of people that do stones have life in them? According to this ayat, that stones, in the fear of Allah they cry, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the water flows from them, etc. They fall down in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. So according to the Quran Sharif and the correct hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything which Allah has created has got life in it. The life of human beings, our ruh which is there, is of course much more stronger, and we can see that. The lives in animals also we can see, they also have ruh, they move around, they love, they eat, etc. And even what we call inanimate objects, these things also have life in them. But that life is of a very, very small nature. That ruh is very weak and it is of a very small nature, but they all also have life in them. As in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ, that whatever is in the heavens and the earth, all of that sing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. That is, they have got life in them, and according to that life, they are all engaged in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. And that all these things are singing the praises of Allah, that proves that they have, in a sense, they are more conscious than what many human beings are, who are totally unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي, that there is nothing whatsoever, but it all sings the praises of Allah Ta'ala. So all these things have got life on them. Now the skin of our body, the Quran Sharif says, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا, on the day of Qiyamah, man will say to the skin is like dead. It hasn't got life, but it also has got life. And on the day of Qiyamah, a person will say to his own skin, why are you now giving evidence against me? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, then the skin will reply and say, Allah that makes any and everything speak, Allah has made me speak. Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is above everything. So everything what there is has got life in it, though the life is much, much more different and much more less. But all of Allah's creation, whether it is water, whether it is stone, whether they are trees, etc., all these have got life also. In Sahih Bukhari Sharif it comes that before the minbar was made in Masjid al-Nabawi, the palm of a tree on which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should put his hand on and give khutbah. After the khutbah, after the minbar was made, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not use the palm of the tree, then that palm started crying and weeping, and all who were in the masjid heard it crying and weeping. It also has got life in it. So whatever there can be, and very famous of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, stones in his hands used to speak also. And with trees left their places and came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tearing the ground apart and coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then returning again. So all these things which Allah has created have got life in them. We should appreciate the life which Allah has given us, that strong ruh, and the main purpose of it is to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and to prepare for our eternal life. That ruh which Allah has given us should give us that understanding and that realization that the real life, that there is a life coming after this life, and that is the real life, and for that we should be preparing. This dunya is just a place to see to our necessities in order to carry on and fulfill the commands of Allah and to prepare for that eternal life. So we should appreciate this ruh which Allah has given us. Normally we are just concerned about our bodies, the comfort of the body, the necessities of the body, but the ruh is the actual thing. The minute the ruh leaves the body, this body becomes dead. It can't even bathe itself now. People have to give ghusl to that dead body. It can't wear its own clothes. People have to put kafan onto it. It is all the ruh that does, that has all this power. But we pay no attention practically to the ruh. The ruh is the most important. So everything Allah has given this ruh, though ours is much, human beings are much more stronger, and the animals are weaker, and all things which we call that they don't have ruh, because it is so negligible that we say it hasn't got ruh. That they are dead objects, jamadat, they are inanimate objects. But if everything has got a ruh also, though it is weaker, and consequently also we shouldn't be rough in dealing with things. We should also understand that they also have life in them, and we should treat it also accordingly. And those righteous and pious people who became more conscious, they also always respected and took into consideration all these things that have got life in them, and they would treat them also accordingly. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate this ruh which Allah has given us, realize it and prepare for it. And also all other things that have got life in them, though it is much, much more less, and we don't understand it, but we should appreciate it also and treat everything also accordingly.